Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, though, we have moved Talk over. We moved Block Talk over at this point through the troubleshooting. It looks like we are good to go. We won't know for sure until you're on the mic talking and I can call and see if I can hear you. If there are any issues, I will try to address them and update you as we go.
YouTube banned us this week from Discord for 3 hours. Put the note on top of us. Yeah, do that. Okay. Hey, we did that tonight. We'll go on, the other way. Facebook, you know, walk through all stuff. You will listen to go listen to it that way.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I can't find a link to the CFR.
Don't worry about it. We're out of time.
Okay.
So we need that.
Yeah, you can just refer them to our video so they can see.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, and I don't know if you need everything to do a total recap, but I put everything up there anyway in case you.
I got you, no problem. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So pretty much, I gave a little bit of presentation. I gave anyhow. School versus school supercore, United States.
If you're not gonna show this,
Right. War, MC War. Was it blacked out?
They did that.
Who did that? Who did this?
This is the official.
Well, okay.
Official document.
The unofficial one to see what was all about with that. Okay, no problem. So I gotta go on this side here. I think that's good to show them. It doesn't have to be what, but I don't know what it is. I should expect the unofficial one will probably maybe not have that. We'll see if it is masked.
That's all right. They want to hide something.
Yeah.
What are they trying to hide? We don't know.
Okay. That part I do know, okay. The part that I don't know is below that. I don't think I hear you. What's the name in this case?
Maryland versus Baltimore Radio Show Incorporated. Court of Appeals in Maryland. Yeah. Certiorari denied.
And the language is.
And then you go to the next two tabs to find.
Oh, to go downstairs. They're just going down, just tap. Go down.
Yeah.
Go down further here. And where is this?
This court now declines to review the decision. And then skip a sentence. It simply means that fewer than 4 members of the court deemed it desirable to review a decision of the lower court as a matter of sound judicial discretion. Rule 38, paragraph 5.
Just 30 more seconds. Okay, I have to do that. I'm not live, but I don't want to hear or see you, baby. That's all. So that's all.
It must have been used to be Rule 38. Now it's Rule 10.
That's fine. And that language about that again stuff. Where's that at?
No, that's the next tab.
Oh.
I just wanted you to, on this screen right there where you were. Now you lost it. And it's 916. Go up. No. It's 9. It's down. Down. Go down.
15. 917.
917. Yeah. Go down.
down. This court now declines to review the decision. Now you go to the next tab. There, this first paragraph, that's the real
okay.
There.
Yeah, I'll skip the other one. Because it's just... Gotcha. Okay, just go on.
You know, anything else? You were going to go from there to...
our own website.
The promise that we made was that you'll tell them how to take advantage of Freedom Law School's offer to help. We need to bring up the petitions to Congress page. How to help you for free to completely eliminate your risk of going to federal prison for income tax evasion or failure to file charges. So we need to go to the Ask Congress page on our website.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be your close, you know. You don't have to worry about these lower court decisions, you know.
Right.
The Ward case was a jury trial, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. You don't have to worry about making the mistake using these arguments in court like Ward did, because if you have a petition into Congress, then the jury gets to see the
right.
The law.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, yeah.
Are you lined up?
Yeah, yes, I'm lined up right now.
You ready for them to see and hear you?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to need a few more minutes to finish testing things. Which, if I need a few...
So I'll let them know you're testing. My IT person is testing a few things, no problem.
Or you don't have to mention those things.
Oh, just keep talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I should talk about something else, shouldn't I? There was a topic to tell them. There was something you said keep...
Oh, the many topics.
Right. Refresh me.
I don't have those to refresh you with. But I was also telling you that when you're in those moments where you need something to do, to read chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
So then let's go up to camera and let them know you're still setting up, and I'm going to keep checking things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
We'll go to camera one, where they will see and hear pain one and three.
Hey guys, we got a few more minutes time we need to take care of a few small little house cleaning stuff, guys. So give me a minute to get to those things. I think we have an echo back here, don't we? I'm not sure, and there's also a delay that I see in myself in the screen. So we work on some of these technical issues, guys, so please be patient. Okay, we'll work it out. Let's see. Yes, so what I'm doing, guys, is I'm preparing some of the last pieces of this presentation for tonight. It involves a bunch of different things that got to be aligned properly for you guys to have everything be seen one after another. So after, doing all that, you'll
We're
see everything will be
sound is good.
Okay, good. I'm glad here. We got that going on. Good. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good, yep. By the way, folks, you know that the reason we're not on YouTube tonight is because there's no money on there? Okay. I mentioned the Corona hoax last time during my live presentation, and oh, gosh, YouTube said, oh, what a heretic. Holzer. Corona hoax for what it is. We can't let people decide for themselves whether the Corona pandemic is a real pandemic or fraud or scam, right? We have to think for you because you're too dumb and stupid. You're going to fall for the lies. So we'll censor this video of Freedom Law School and a strike against them. Oh, well. So those of you on Facebook, a lot more of you on Facebook, we're also on Rumble. We're also on Rockfin. Yes, we are on these different platforms. Are we on BitChute yet, guys? On BitChute, thank you. Not live streaming? Okay, yeah. We're going to be live streaming hopefully soon on BitChute as well. These alternative censor-free platforms, that's where really things really need to be. So a strike is not a big deal here and there. We had a strike already that's fallen off. Did fall? I think the other strike on YouTube fell off, right? Yeah, yeah, fell off. So we can push on once in a while, a little bit, you know, even with the censored platforms. Who knows what Facebook will do to us after I said that, what I said here. But Facebook censors haven't gone to us as quickly as YouTube censors. What can I say, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, the alleged fact check, right? Yeah, yeah. I came from Iran, folks, where everything was censored. Yeah, they fact-checked everything before you could print it in newspapers. Comes to America in 1977. Now, in 2020s, we have same thing as Iran. Censorship. Yep. Yeah, but that's all right, folks. At least we do have the absolute right. We just got to be smart enough to actually listen and pay attention to what's going on out there on our own, even though there's a lot of people out there who don't look outside the window. They want to look inside the box that's been provided for them, and that's sad. But that's not you. So that's wonderful, folks. Wonderful that you are seeking the truth, and you will find the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Okay, guys, ready to start? Now, let me see. I think I'm almost ready to get this started. Are we, guys? Yeah. Let's do. Oh, yeah, that's right. My favorite book. The best book cover there is. The Federal Mafia. Because that's what we're dealing with, folks, right? Go ahead. Hello, my friends. I am Paymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And in this presentation, I will explain to you why the debate between Freedom Law School and Juan Galt, why Freedom Law School actually won the debate. So this is a follow-up to their presentation that you all was posted last week. You saw here this one, debate, do most Americans have to file taxes? Freedom Law School versus Juan Galt, which was posted on June 20th, 2022. In this debate that lasted about an hour, as you see, you know, they got this supposedly Juan Galt guy there with a mustache on there and me down below P. So we debated about the requirement of Americans to file income tax or not. Not property tax, not sales tax, but federal income taxes. So, of course, those of you who have not watched the debate, you may want to watch it, enjoy it. What happened there, 50 minutes was given to each party, each side to present their case, and then we went back and forth a bunch of times. So to give you a quick recap of what happened, what I presented, and then go back to what happened, is basically, folks, what I did is I talk about what Freedom Law School teaches, that based on U.S. government's official legal website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And there, of course, we relied on the laws published by the United States House of Representatives, legal counsel, U.S. code.house.gov. Then we quote from the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, right? Section 701 definitions that in this title, Internal Revenue Code, you know, the term United States and state mean Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia, right? And so that's pretty amazing to people to find the United States actually means only the District of Columbia plus states, which are also defined as District of Columbia. Pretty simple as there, but people want more proof. And, of course, I'll give them the proof. And here, of course, the term trade or business is also includes the performance of the function of public office. And I explain my Supreme Court cases why these definitions are binding, like the Supreme Court case of Stenberg versus Carhart. And here that when there's a specific explicit definition of a law, that must be followed, even if it varies from the term's ordinary meaning. And it's obvious, axiomatic, that a definition in law excludes unstated meanings of that term. So what, something's not there, simply not there. And then again, Gould versus Gould, my favorite Supreme Court case in 1917, that says clearly that in the understanding of tax laws, there is no taxing by implication. It's got to be specifically laid out. If it's not there, it's not there. And in case of any doubt, it goes most strongly against the government's power of tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed, right? 920 U.S. So then what happened is that those parts, folks. And more, you've seen in more detail slowly in my presentations. However, what one got hung his head at is on this one case called United States versus Ward, W-A-R-D. And in the Ward case, this was a criminal tax case, the court rejected basically what I say, right? Supposedly that's what Ward brought up, and the court ruled against Mr. Ward. Let's look at that case, okay? Here it is. You see on the right side, Arthur D. Ward, defendant. All right. FLE. Okay. So here's a 1988 case, 11th Circuit Court of Appeal. On the right side, we're going to go down to the second page. Okay. On the left side of the case, this is very short, folks. Look at that. It just affirmed right there. After just, you know, literally a couple of paragraphs. It just rubber stamp it. So it says, I'm assuming a little bit more for you guys. Arthur D. Ward was convicted of 3 counts of tax evasion and 2 counts of making false statements or claims to a federal agency. Ward makes 3 arguments on this appeal. By the way, I'm going to cover only the one that relates to us, okay? So 3 arguments. First, he suggests that the United States has jurisdiction over only Washington, D.C., the federal enclaves within the states, and the territories and possessions of the United States. Okay? Now, that's not exactly what the United States, what Freedom Law School says. Freedom Law School says that federal income tax applies only to Washington, D.C., not to federal enclaves, okay, and not to territories either. It used to apply to territories, but no more. It only applies now to Washington, D.C. Yeah. Covered this in our videos before that back in 1913 and applied to all federal territories, Philippines, Alaska, Puerto Rico, others. But over the decades, these territories were taken out. And now, since 1959, after Alaska and Hawaii became states, which were no longer territories, it's only District of Columbia that is covered. So his argument is not exactly the same as us, but close enough, okay? So we're going to address this issue, okay? And then now, secondly, he says that, second, he interprets the term individual within the Internal Revenue Code to apply only to those individuals located within this jurisdiction of the United States. Again, the what we say is not within the that all those jurisdictions of the United States, only within Washington, D.C. part of the United States. Okay. So here's, you know, when you want to see legal analysis, the legal scholarly analysis and the courts saying what you said, and here's why you're wrong, You want to see that for yourself? Watch. It doesn't exist. The court was simply a bunch of crooks, ignored, didn't discuss anything. They say this. Ward reaches this twisted conclusion by misinterpreting a portion of the income tax code. Well, okay. First of all, forget about the blasting him with twisted conclusion. What portion of the income tax code did Ward talk about? What did he misinterpret? They don't say. The 1913 Act defined the words state or United States to include the United States territories and the District of Columbia. Okay. Ward asked this court to interpret the word include as a term of limitation rather than of definition. Okay, well, gee, is that all he said? How about the law? Did Ward quote section 7701 of the code, the definition of the United States? I mean, this is a law. I imagine he would have must have quoted section 7701 definitions. Did he? Well, why don't you quote it? And then tell him if he's wrong. But the court did not do that in the Ward case. They just summarily said, no, you're wrong. No quoting of any laws. Zero laws are quoted. Zero statutes are quoted and refuted. Okay? So the conclusion that, and then they say, well, that's what Ward says. They don't say he's wrong right here, right? Then they say, finally, Ward maintains that the only persons expressly and statutory liable for income tax are the withholding agents of non-resident aliens and foreign corporations. Well, that's a different argument I never raised. We don't talk about that anyhow. The court says, we find each of appellant's contentions to be utterly without merit. Really? Okay. Well, tell us. Show us. Why is it without merit? And how is it without merit? They don't say it. They don't say it. So how do we know? Right? And at the end, they say the opinion of the district court is affirmed. That's it, folks. That's what they call a rubber stamp. Get out of here. You out. So then Juan Galt says that other courts have referred to Ward as authority, and they have. Someone brings up the argument and say, oh, see Ward case, it was already decided without any quotation of the law or discussion of the law. Summarily, you're wrong. That's it. Get out of here. Get out of here, boy. Come on. Come on. Get your butt out of here. All they do. Is that law? No, it's not. It's called renegade individuals in black robe. Supposed to be judges, but they're committing open treason on the American people by ignoring and deliberately and knowingly violating the law that they're sworn to uphold. That's what that is. So I told them that. Look, just because somebody's a judge doesn't become all of a sudden God, almighty, right? So these lower court judges are obviously deliberately protecting the criminal, crooked, deep state source of money and power, right? So from there, folks, what I reminded him is what the IRS says in the Internal Revenue Manual. This is what the IRS agents are supposed to follow. It's put together for IRS employees to follow the law properly regarding to everything. It's not law, but that's what the IRS's position is. It's about everything. This is huge. So here's one of those parts, 4.10.7.2.9.8. Wow. What does it say? Importance of court decisions. So I'll bring this up. Okay, and it says in two, certain court cases lend more weight to a position than others. A case decided by the U.S. Supreme Court becomes the law of the land and takes precedence over decisions of lower courts. Okay? We agree. The Internal Revenue Service must follow Supreme Court decisions. Okay? We agree. Okay? For examiners, Supreme Court decisions have the same weight as the code. The code is the law. See, there it is, folks. You see this? Internal Revenue Code, that is the law. Yes. Okay? So, decisions by lower courts, such as tax court, district court, or claims court, and federal courts of appeal, like the Ward case by 11th Circuit Court of Appeal, that is also a lower than Supreme Court case. It's not mentioned here, but it is. It's not right. Supreme Court, obviously. In fact, let me show you again. Here is the Ward case, right? It was written, as you can see, by the, on the top right, the case is 11th Circuit, United States Court of Appeals, 11th Circuit. That is a lower court. So decisions made by lower courts, such as tax court, district court, or claims court, are binding on the service only for the particular taxpayer and the years litigated. That's it. Only for that person for that particular year. Does IRS have to follow these tax court, district court, claims court, or court of appeal decisions? Well, the IRS says this. Adverse decision of lower courts, the ones that go against the IRS, do not require the service or IRS to alter or change its position for other taxpayers. See? The IRS says, hey, because a lower level court of appeal, for example, says something about a case, IRS doesn't have to go by that. They can ignore that completely. IRS has to go only by what the Supreme Court's decisions says and the court, which is the law passed by Congress of the United States. Yep. You see, that would straighten out everything. I'm with the Congress of the United States, Supreme Court, and the IRS even agrees with my position of not going by the federal courts of appeal. So Mr. Guan Gao says, well, when the Supreme Court refuses to hear or neglect or didn't choose not to hear the Ward case, that means the Ward is law. Because Supreme Court must have agreed with it. That's why the Supreme Court did not hear the case. That is not true. According to the United States Supreme Court, because they do not hear a case, appeal from a federal court of appeal, it does not mean that the U.S. Supreme Court agrees with that federal court of appeal, like the Ward case, right? Let's go to that right now. And here it is, case of Maryland versus Baltimore, okay? This is a case that the Supreme Court denied certiorari, refused to hear the case. Okay, they do it all the time, folks. The U.S. Supreme Court hears less than 1% of the cases that they're asked to review because there's only one of them. A lot of cases in America are out there. So they cannot physically hear all and decide all these appeals, so they have to be very selective which ones they hear. So here's the position of the Supreme Court on these issues when they deny certiorari or deny review of a case. So here's what they said here, okay, in this case. Inasmuch, therefore, as all the denial of a petition for a writ of certiorari means is that fewer than four members of the court thought it should be granted, this court has rigorously insisted that such a denial of review of the case by, right, writ of certiorari is reviewing the case, carries with it no implication whatever regarding the court's views on the merits of a case which it has declined to review. Court has said this again and again. Again and again, the admonition has to be repeated. So this is from Mr. Juan Galls. Just because the court did not review the Ward case, it does not mean that they agreed with it. You cannot, Mr. Juan Galls, say by implication, obviously, the U.S. Supreme Court must have agreed with the Ward case. Ward case is a law because the Supreme Court has said, no, it is not. They've said again and again and again, it does not mean nothing, no implication or conclusion, whatever, can be drawn from Supreme Court not reviewing the Ward case. Right? So, folks, there you have it. Juan Galt lost because he thought he was dealing with a patriot mythology guy, UCC guy, sovereign citizen guy, a yellow finch flag, birth certificate, treasury, surety bond, and a straw man, and, you know, no zip code on your mail, name it all cap, you know, kind of guy. Those are all baseless legal theories out there. There's tons of them out there. My field law school for 30 years, I've been at this, folks. Teaches you the law that is verifiable. And I'll show it to you. You can, all of this I showed you, you can just, for yourself, look it up on your smartphone or computer. It is what it says. I don't make up any of it. You read the jury and look at all the facts and the law for yourself. So, what is the solution to all this? It's pretty simple, folks. We have to follow the path of the founding fathers of America. Yes. Now, we're going to do it, and we will not need to pick up arms. That's Second Amendment of the Constitution Amendments. The First Amendment is the right of free speech, association, assembly, press, and religion for the prime purpose of petition the government for redress of grievances, to clean up the government. The churches are free. Newspapers are free. We, the people, are free to discuss and talk and get together and expose government wrongdoing and criminality and clean up government. That's exactly what Freedom Law School has been doing. I've been doing for 30 years. And that's what you want to be part of, to be free. I'll show you the steps that you need to take today what the founding fathers did, folks, okay? First step is to educate yourself at Live Free Now, our website. If you have not taken the 7 steps below to live free of the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, now you need to do this. You've been watching Freedom Law School videos, it's not good enough. You must watch them in order, in priority, on this page I'm showing you. Step 1, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. Yep, you got to watch these videos right here, that this comes up right here. Do that first, and then step 2, okay? Do you think that filing a 1040 tax confession trap is the safest, smartest way to give the IRS from hurting you? That's not true. The opposite is true. So you click on the cartoon and read that page and watch the videos there. Then your step 3 is, again, do you think the IRS is the most powerful government agency that at any time can empty your bank account and steal your money if you do not file 1040 tax confession traps? Well, that's not so either, folks. IRS is a big wizard of Oz. And that's you, folks, on the left side, falling for it. Yep. And guess what? Who's exposing the corrupt, inept, incompetent IRS? That dog toad on the bottom of the page is yours truly, Freedom Law School. So you got to go do that next. After going to that page, reading it, and watching videos, then you ask yourself this question. Payman, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, has not filed or paid any U.S. income taxes since 1993. The IRS knows this fact very well, and the IRS has never attempted to indict or put Tabon in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. Why? Why, folks? Huh? Why am I not in prison for tax evasion, not filing and paying income tax? Huh? Because I know the law. They know I know the law, and I will present it to the jury, okay? Right? So they don't want the jury to see it and acquit me. That would be a big slap in their faces. Bottom line, when you equip yourself with knowledge and are prepared, the IRS is easy to beat. Paymon has done so, and so can you. So to see proof of all this, at Freedom Law School and our students having beat the IRS over decades, click on the cartoon, and you're going to see more on this topic. IRS is not as good, Dilla. Is a little squirrel rat that does have no fire as it pretends to. So what you want to do, step five, is ask questions and send petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully and free and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. If they show you the law that requires you to file income tax, fine. File and pay. But they can't. I'll show you. These petitions spot the law. I saw it on the government's website. And the congressman, tell him, look, if I'm wrong, let me know. I'll pay my fair share, humbly. But if I'm right, you can't refute me. I'm not going to pay. He needs to go after all these crooks in government who are enslaving the American people who they're supposed to serve. And they're not. Right? So you click on image there. And that takes you to this page. Ask questions. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. Don't worship the beast. The IRS. It's really Satan. Right? So I explained the petition process in there. And at the bottom of this page is four different petitions in these gold circles. You see here, the left one, the first one, is on individual income taxes. Okay. And so there's withholding and Social Security, other stuff in there. You can, other petitions. You go in here and you can click the download the petition to Congress for free. Yes, petitions are for free. I want you. You want to get them, print them out, mail them to your congressman, and demand that they answer you, refute you, right? So here it is. When you go on this thing here, click on that. You open up a petition, and here it is, one, a large one. They're addressed for you, ready to fill the name of your congressman. We help you do that process at our website for free by certified mail. Send it to them. Justification for congressional investigation of income tax collection in violation of the law, right? So in these petitions, you go, the law is quoted verbatim, okay? Okay, verbatim in these laws that are quoted verbatim in these petitions, okay? By the way, these petitions have been revised probably over 50 times to make sure they're really written perfectly and nicely, exactly right. So well, proofread. If you find any errors, let us know. We'll correct it. So not only are there laws, they're quoted, but you see at the end, all of them are listed. See? They're listed. You should attach all these laws. They're listed here as to send to your congressman. You see some right here. Here's one of those. This is here, the gold versus gold you heard earlier, right? The relevant part is highlighted so that your congressman can easily find the relevant law. Yep. That is step five. Step six is this. Folks, do you want to be alone by yourself or do you want to be free? Working with others. I recommend we do what founding fathers did. Join hands. Benjamin Franklin told the founding fathers, gentlemen, we shall hang together or we shall surely hang separately. hung together, and they won. You could do all five steps for free on your own if you choose. I would suggest you consider step six, so you hang together with us and other like-minded freedom seekers like yourself, so we can work for freedom together. We're much more powerful that way. And look what you get. When you hang together with us, you'll get a 7-year million-dollar guarantee. Yep. Here, all you got to do is this. Lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan, because that's what this is, folks. We are restoring freedom, the IRS, from levying your money for 7 years or for $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member, separate 7-year million-dollar guarantee. That's incredible. That's unheard of. That is unique. No one has this guarantee in America. No lawyer, tax lawyer, could ever even offer you anything even close to this. But you can do that, folks, only if you join our Restore Freedom Plan. Restore Freedom Plan is the key. Yep. And Restore Freedom Plan is basically simple, folks. Whatever freedom law school gets to save you, not to pay the criminals in deep state, in the IRS, DOJ, FBI, CIA, CDC, FDA, HSA, all these criminal alphabet soup agencies in the federal government, which have now been turned around for their original purpose of serving you, the American people. Now they've been turned into enemy of you, the American people. Stop funding them. Doesn't it make any sense that you work every day and give your money to enemies that their goal is to destroy you? I mean, look what's been going on the last few years. I'm going to speak about all that stuff. I'll be censored, right? You know what's been going on the last few years. It's all in the open. Right, head of FBI, CIA lie to Congress. Never get prosecuted. All the criminality, they're above the law. Just like communist countries, like the former communist Soviet Union, which I remember from 1960s through 80s. Some of you remember that. Just like third world dictatorship countries. We have that here now. The land of the free. Home of the brave. Now, I found myself in the land of the meek and home of the indentured slaves. How about you? Are you a meek, indentured slave? Or are you courageous, like the founding fathers of America? Ben Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson and the company. If you are willing to be a slave and happy to be a slave, I cannot convince you otherwise. It's your choice, your life. But those of you who want to be free and want to do something to take our country back, we are going to restore freedom in America. The Restore Freedom Plan is designed to fund us, the movements, not the criminals. All you got to do, folks, is apply for the Restore Freedom Plan, and we'll, and your membership dues are, it always will save every one of you money. I guarantee it. Every one of you. Okay? Otherwise, you don't have to, don't join. Whatever you end up paying these enemies of yours in the U.S. government that have deceived you into scared you to pay the IRS, just one-fourth of that, one-fourth of that, to a Restore Freedom Plan, and the three cores you keep. Okay? With that, now we can do a lot of stuff that we otherwise could not do. Let me show you now. Let's go to Restore Freedom Plan. See what it is. Now we can really do something about it. Now, this Bible used to be called the Royal Freedom Package. Okay? So by joining Restore Freedom Plan, you can drain the swamp and stop financially supporting your deep state enemies. Okay? Restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America by not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. Yep. Now, remember, you can feel safe in your decision to do so with a Freedom Oscar $7 million guarantee. And look at this, folks. The money that you save could be used to what? Oh, you will love this, folks. It could be used to better the life of you and your family now and other debts. Eat better quality food, better health care, better schooling for your children. Okay, vacations, whatever. Save money for emergencies, buying a nicer car, home, retirement, or whatever long-term planning needs that you have. And donate to your church and or freedom-oriented organizations such as Freedom Law School or honest statesmen like former Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, who ran for president in 2008 and 2010. We need people like him, folks, right? Who understand and stand for a limited government that protects American people's rights, property, and freedom. So your posterity, that's your children and grandchildren, folks, can live in a free country. Yep, that's what it's about. Take that country back. Free up you, your family, and America at the same time. With these funds, folks, we can expand immensely our educational outreach efforts, support alternative truthful platforms that tell the truth, like BitChute and Rumble, people like Stu Peters, who know how to tell the truth out there, who is censored on these platforms. We can create our own platforms and grow big, educate the American people and churches who've been deprived of support, neither to flourish. Most Americans who are Christians do not get to pay the church hardly anything because they've been robbed by the deep state IRS criminality and deception. They have nothing left to donate to the churches. So the honest churches cannot grow because the pew has no money. And the corrupt mega churches who are paid by the big banks and corporations with loans, they get to deceive you and destroy Christianity and religion in America at the same time. Folks, that's how they've done it. If you believe in your church, believe in your God, believe in freedom, whatever you believe in, it's your choice. You can support it and be with it like you want to. You just got to choose to stop giving it to your enemies. So 25%, one-fourth of what you pay these criminals, just give to the cause. Keep the 75% yourself and do what you want with it. These are my suggestions. Some of you may want to pay more to support these causes you believe in. Some of you are retired already, don't need to do that. But even if you're low-income folks, will drop the membership price as low as $1,000 a year if necessary to make sure that you, every one of you, get to participate. And look, here's what you get, folks. Freedom Law School will provide you with unlimited consultation, help, letter writing, and any other paperwork that needs to be created for communication with the IRS or any state income tax-related government agency or third parties such as employers. Like stop withholding your paycheck, we'll do that paperwork for you. If the participation of a CPO attorney is required, which is almost never, but if it is, we'll cover these expenses for our Restore Freedom Plan members. Yeah, folks, you don't have to be alone, okay? And Freedom Law School will guarantee that each year that you do not file and pay federal income tax by following our lawful and safe methods, that the IRS will not take any money out of your bank account paycheck, for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. For no levies, folks. IRS levies will not happen. And for each year that you do not file and pay federal income taxes, by following our lawful and safe methods, the IRS will not be able to put you in prison for not having filed and paid federal income taxes. Folks, that is just, there it is, folks. And bottom line is, again, no accountant, CPA, or lawyer can give you any guarantee like this. Instead, they grease the skids for the IRS to abuse and hurt you. Yes. Remember, folks, the words of the wise Benjamin Franklin, folks, addressing the founding fathers of America long before the American Revolution was won. We must all hang together, or assuredly, we shall all hang separately. And what Freedom Law School is doing, folks, is prevention. And Benjamin Franklin also said, announced that prevention is worth a pound of cure. Let's prevent things from getting worse by hanging together. Okay? Restore Freedom Plan is the solution. No other organization has anything like that. Folks, I've worked on this for 30 years. This was my vision the very first night. I learned from a lady named Tina Ripley in Orange County, California, that income tax is a giant fraud. I said, wow, we could take a third of our money to live better now, a third for our future, a third to get good libertarians like Congressman Ron Paul to represent us instead of all these crooks and criminals and communists and whores of big banks and corporations in Congress of the United States and state houses. Now, folks, with your funds through Freedom Law School, we'll do the right thing. Folks, and I got to tell you something. I really appreciate every single one of you that honors me and Freedom Law School and you put your trust and faith in me instead of these criminals in a deep state who are bound to destroy you, okay? I mean, that's a heck of a responsibility. Like, man, you know, people are trusting me to do the right thing, you know? I feel that responsibility, folks, very heavily. I take it very seriously, folks. Because if America goes, where am I going to go? You know, what country am I going to go to that's for freedom? This is it. America, the 51 countries, you know, the 50 states, 50 countries are the last bastion of freedom in the world. We must fight for America because America is going to be the tool of oppression of the world or freedom for the whole world. It starts here. So I invite you to join us for freedom. Go to live. freenow.org, folks, right there, and study the 7 steps to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now, okay, carefully, okay, and by the way, step 7 is the most amazing part. Step 7 right now needs to be changed. It says, here's your opportunity to get paid up to $5,000 for each American you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Well, that's because you get paid 50% of the first year with someone, you know, pays for their membership dues. But this $5,000 now is obsolete. You can get paid $20,000, $100,000, or $1 million or more. Because the America that you save might be poor, low income, or maybe multimillionaire. Yes, we will help that multimillionaire also. Someone who pays, you know, $4 million a year in income tax, pays $1 million, one quarter of that, 50% of that, $500,000 would be yours for finding that person to now become part of this movement. Folks, did you know John Hancock, one of the founding fathers, the guy with the big signature, was a smuggler? Yes, he was a smuggler. He smuggled tea and other things into the colonies. He had ships. He was a ship owner, which was a big deal back then. He gave a lot of money and support to George Washington and the Revolution. So yes, we need the modern-day John Hancocks. For every 1,000 of you that are low income, average income, folks, There are some of those guys that pay tons of money to the IRS, and they hate it. They don't want to pay those criminal deep staters. Some of you know a few of those guys. Put them in touch with us. We'll give them the peace of mind so they can take part in this restoration of America, restore freedom plan. So, but tell everybody, folks. I don't care. Everybody. Folks, you have people on Social Security alone that they pay about, I want to be part of your plan. I want to be part of the solution. Can you take us for $1,000 a year? I said, yes. Be happy to. Even though they know they probably will never need freedom law school. Like, they want to be part of the solution. They won't even benefit from it, really, because they only get Social Security. Because they want to be part of getting America back. Here's your chance, folks, to be part of something good, something wonderful, something that feels right in your heart and in your mind and your conscience with your God all at the same time. You know it's a loving, right thing to be involved in. So do it. Folks, you've been looking for the answer. Here it is. Get with our Restore Freedom Plan, folks. Let's take America back. Have you be free. Have your family be free. Have America be free, folks. And at the start, to have the whole world become free, because America is no longer will be the oppressor with all these wars that murders people. All that we can stop. All the killing of people, the babies, the foreigners. All the criminality, let's stop it all. It starts right here with you joining us, my friend. So I give you my love, and I hope that you join hand with us very soon. By the way, I got to make a couple announcements. I'm speaking at two events coming up. I'm going to bring it on my website. I think one is Nations in Action. .com or .org. I think it is .org. In Atlanta, I'm speaking. Yep, there it is. Nationsinaction.org with the S. Nationsinaction.org. Okay. You see on the top right, July 1st through 4th in Atlanta. Solutions and Strategy Summit. You better believe it. Freedom Law School is part of the key part of the solution, right? This is Maria Zach, okay, who's hosting this whole thing, okay? So go to nationsinaction.org and come to be at this great event. You think of all the great speakers they got, folks. You're going to love it. Presenters are here. I'm not on there yet. Oh, they just added me on there. Very good. They did. Yep. So all these great speakers are going to be there, folks. Very affordable. Be there. Bring someone with you. Don't come alone. Bring someone with you. Okay? Now, the other event is the Red Pill Expo, redpillexpo.org. You want to go there, redpillexpo.org. Indianapolis, Indiana, July 9th and 10th. Okay, you want to be there? Okay, and here at this event and the weekend after the other event, here's all the great speakers they got, folks. Yep. Some of them you heard before, some of them you have not. This is where you take the red pill of truth. That's been hidden from you, folks. Yes, you'll hear the truth that has been kept from you. So go there for more very affordable events. Break some with you again. So whether you're the southeast or northeast, you got choices. Close by. Anywhere on the east coast or center of the country, you got good choices. Those of you in the west, well, you can fly out there. Okay, come on down. If you were serious, you fly down. Okay? All right, now let's go to your questions, folks. Again, tonight we have no YouTube. We were censored off this week on YouTube. So there may not be many questions as a result of that. But we'll see if I can answer your question live. I will do so. Let's put the number for Blog Talk Radio on the for the callers, folks. If you want to ask questions, call number below. Area code 657-383-1755. Then you press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question, and your questions will be answered in the order called. So do you have any callers with any questions tonight? One caller only so far? Okay, 970 and 808 callers. Okay, call from area code 970. For your privacy, give me only your first name, how you heard about your law school, and then your question. Yes.
Steve, I've heard about you for a long time. I watched that the debate with Juan Galt, and the moderator was, I forgot his name, Artie. And I even posted on his YouTube, you know, and then he wrote me back, and just all what he said is garbage, because he stated to me that the 16th Amendment applies to unapportioned direct tax. I know that for a fact, but that's not true. Staten Baltic, Peck versus Lowe. 16th Amendment is an excise tax, you know, so that's a lie there. And the other thing, the one thing I'm concerned about is I knew two people in Vegas that went to court following Irwin Schiff, and they got rubber stamped just like Ward did. And, Irwin didn't have, I bailed out of it. I didn't want to do it after I saw those two people, and I actually was there in court when they got rubber stamped. So I have deep concerns about these lower courts. But back then, they didn't have the knowledge that you profess to have. And I just kind of asking you is, how do we prevent from getting into a situation like Ward is in?
That's a great question. Okay. I think I have an answer on our website. Let me go there to show it to you, because you deserve a good detailed answer. And I'm glad to hear from you, Steve. You're back in action. Although, and you're right, Irwin didn't know what he was doing. And Irwin Schiff, by the way. I visited him in 2006 when he was indicted. He lived in Vegas. I lived in Southern California. I drove up to see, because I knew Irwin. We were friends since 1990s. And I said, Irwin, me and all the top freedom leaders in the movement, lawyers and paralegals, want to help you win. Your win is our win. Let us work with you, help you. Irwin's response was, no, they don't have a case against me. I got them beat.
I hear exactly what you're telling me, because that's his attitude.
That's his attitude. You know, Irwin, I appreciate his courage, but he was a little bit too reckless and was not prepared for the criminality of these guys, you see? So whereas yours truly, as you know, I've been under investigation by the IRS also since 1994 as a potential fraudulent tax protest promoter. A year and a half of that, we're nowhere. Then for 2003 to 16, as an abusive tax shelter promoter. They closed that after 13 years, right? Then in 2009, they tried to attack me with a $660,000 tax lien, which they filed, for 13 years of taxes. It took me 2 years in 2011. IRS Appeals Office and Tax Court both removed and zeroed out all those tax liens. So why am I not in prison? As you said, because obviously I'm doing it differently than Irwin did.
I'm not challenging you at all one bit.
I know you're for real.
You've been around.
I'll make it to question. I know. Let me get the answer to your question, though. The answer to the question is step two, okay? Step two on our website, okay? When you go click on that, is when you go there, the one that says, do you think that the filing of a 10-4 income tax confession trap is the safest and smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you? So when you go there, there's a video. Avoid tax prison 100% of the time. And it's very simple. The answer is right here in this petition. This petition, you've been open about your intent about not filing paying income tax and writing to congressman. You quote the law exactly verbatim and attach them. At the end of your letter, here's what you say. I'm going to zoom on this for you a little bit more. You can see, here we go.
Okay.
After all you said in your letter, you say here on page 9, right? On page 9 of 33 with attachments, right? You say, therefore, I am not liable to pay any federal income tax. Right? Right off the bat. No kidding. I appreciate your service to our country and for taking the time to fully read and read my letter. If by reading this letter with attached Internal Revenue Code and Code of Federal Regulations sections and Supreme Court cases, you can show me that I have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe federal income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be my fair share. Just show me if I have somehow misinterpreted things. Right? I'll be happy to pay my fair share. And then we continue.
So that congressional letter is an important step for sure in this whole process.
This is your get out of jail card key from the crooked government lawyers and judges. When your independent research verifies my discovery that the U.S. individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like me in the 50 states, I urge you to educate other Congress members about this matter and see if they agree that this justifies conducting an investigation to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy and put an end to impoverishing Americans. And last but not least, I look forward to your timely, specific, and on-point reply. Not some fluff. Oh, I'm for lowering taxes. I'm a good guy. All that nonsense. On point, specific reply. And they can never do that because these petitions have the law that are quoted in there attached, listed here. So I'll list it. A through J in this petition. Right? And then all are attached. Relevant language is highlighted for ease of finding it. So you think they don't want to take this to a jury? No way. You think they'd be dumb enough to get the lawyers to take it to a jury? And a jury will say, well, of course he's right. You guys are the crooks. In fact, he told us about your crooks. Government lawyers and judges like you who breaking the law. You're the crook, not him. No. As you well know, my friend, there are so many guys in the patient mythologies, right? UCC commercial code. Admiral Yellow Finch flag, I go on Carmel Law, and on my Treasury certificate bond and Treasury account and name it all cap letters and, you know, all this nonsense, right? These people are tons of them out there. They were back then, and a lot of them are around now, Steve. The IRS will say,
right,
let's leave freedom laws to people alone. No. We hope more people don't hear about freedom law school. Thank goodness, the mainstream media works with us and doesn't expose them. So let's go after these patriot mythology guys. Oh, Wesley Snipes? Thank you, Wesley. You followed Eddie Kane, the king of baseless theories, patriot mythologies. That's how Wesley Snipes went to prison, because he followed the nonsense, utter garbage, Eddie Kane. And Eddie Kane himself went to prison for two different trials. For tax evasion and all kind of stuff, served very long sentences in prison. Okay, so that's how this way for the law school guarantees you will stay out of prison, folks, 100% of the time. And I'll pay the lawyers too, by the way. Now you got a foolproof way. All you got to do, you go to the jury and say, folks, here's the petitions. Here it is. This is what I wrote. Here it is. Jury, here it is. I relied on my congressman not refuting me. Here, read it for yourself. That's it. That's all you got to do. The jury going to say, well, I want to see what you wrote. You actually wrote your congressman? Can you give me a printed sample petition, guys, to show people printed one? You know, the jury's going to want to say what you wrote to congressman. Why would you do that? If you're an evader, why out in the open? Why would you write your congressman and certified mail for proof of mailings. That doesn't look like a criminal. Criminals want to hide. Not be open about it.
Yeah.
Not to mention the language of the letter is very clear.
Well, I'm glad you pointed those last two paragraphs out because I got kind of – I forgot about those last two paragraphs in the congressional letter. And now that you pointed them out today, that's some heavy-duty stuff that you pointed out. That's, like you said, it's critical. It's must. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're you know, and I forgot that step. So, you know, I feel a lot better calling you and you letting me know what you know, the issue there. And I appreciate
My
it.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Steve. Let's go to the next call from the former the great state of Hawaii, the kingdom of Hawaii, which was stolen from the queen of Hawaii and now has become a communist republic of Hawaii, sadly. There you go, 808 caller. What's your first name? And how did you hear about us?
Hi.
On your question, please.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Paymon. Thank you for doing what you're doing. On the following with the last caller.
Your first name.
Have any?
Your name.
Chandra. Sorry, Chandra.
And how did you hear about us?
I have a friend who is in your school.
Very good.
So I'm new to this.
Okay.
Following the last caller, have any of your students, after doing the seven steps, sending that letter, have any of them needed to further, have any of them needed to go to court? Have any of them, you know?
Nope.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay. Okay, all right, thank you. I was speaking with someone yesterday, and given I just listened to this call, I know that now you have, there's so much more education and you do it the right way. He said that he was in groups here in Hawaii that were doing it as well. And he said, in the IRS book, it says that if you begin paying taxes, that you are legally bound to continue. Is that true?
No, it's not true. It's not true. This is an example of this baseless legal theories out there, Sandra, that are out there, patient mythology and nonsense. You owe it to your friends and his friends to say, take me to your next meeting and take Freedom Law School material to them and tell them about Freedom Law School. Guys, give me one of our brochures on to show people, folks. So give me one of the brochures, please. You ought to go. And because these are wonderful people that they know something is wrong with the government out there, but they grab onto whatever first they hear, which is this baseless legal theories, which I call them patriot mythologies. I remember a friend of mine in one of these meetings who I met one time, and he went to these patriot mythology meetings. I happened to just go by to tell him something. He said, Paymon, I know this is a bunch of nonsense, a lot of it, but at least they have the heart in the right place. They knew something's wrong out there. Everybody out there is a bunch of zombies. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
you know,
he was there just because he felt like around people that know, the government's crooks. He's not the only one that knows what's going on.
Yes.
So go there and give him, take calls. We'll give you a bunch of these brochures, okay? This brochure says Live Free with Freedom Law School. And the first step is right on the front page. Based on this government's official legal website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, right? And the proof is in our web. And then you see other steps, other seven steps are right here. Step two is right here. Step three is right there. Step four, right? You see it right there? I got it there. Here we go. Yeah, there. And step five is there. And steps six and seven are the back. We send you for free. Get these brochures. Pass them out to his friends because we're to infiltrate all these wonderful people's groups, the patriot groups across the country, and I don't know where they're at. You are the eyes and ears of your law school. When you have a friend that or know people in the patriot local group out there, go to it. You know, call. We'll do special stuff for these groups. Okay, to get them connected. You know, our job is to connect each other because Chase, Bank of America, all the brick crooks and banks, and all they're tied together. Small, huge, the core of big banks, the corporations, and the grassroots are spread across America. We just gotta get connected. The boss is trying to be that spoke that brings all the wheel together.
Anything right. Okay. I will. Do we have to pay state taxes here in Hawaii?
State income taxes, they're all different. Most of the states that have a state income tax, their laws or their state tax form attach their state income tax to the federal tax form, 1040 tax form, or the federal laws. So you don't have to file and pay them. The only states I know you do have to file income tax are Alabama, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. We looked up Hawaii also, didn't we, guys, right? Did we look up Hawaii before? Hawaii. What was it? Did we research Hawaii?
No,
but Hawaii, so wait, Hawaiians don't, right? Yeah. Hawaiians, I think they follow the federal law or federal forms law, so you don't have to pay Hawaii income tax either. You okay?
Okay, cool. One more quick question. Is all this the same because I am a Canadian citizen? I'm a legal resident here in Hawaii.
It makes no difference if you are a citizen of Hawaii, Texas, Florida, California, Canada, Egypt, Japan. You're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. They're the ones that are paying tax. And people who perform functions of public office, federal workers. That's it.
Okay.
You'd be from anywhere else on the earth, you don't pay the federal income tax.
Okay. Thanks so much, Haywan.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Sandra. Do you have any more callers, guys? Nope.
Area
code 5 OC caller, you are live. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
My name is Claudia Smith, and actually, I heard about you on Stu Peter's show.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It sounds extremely interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, the question I have concerns an irrevocable trust.
Mm-hmm.
And are taxes applicable to those?
If they are trust that's created in Washington, D.C., it must pay income tax. If it's then it doesn't.
Okay, it's Oregon.
Let me find the answer for you right here. See, I'll show it to you right now from the horse's mouth. Okay, 26 mm-hmm. U.S.C. 7701. Let's go to A30. It talks about here's A. Let's go down to 30. Let's see, where is it at? Here we go. A30 tells who the U.S. person is. There we go. United States person, right? The term United States person means a citizen or resident of District of Columbia, Domestic Partnership Corporation, and look at an estate. Here's E, what you want. Any trust, if a court within the District of Columbia is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trusts, and one or more in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia persons have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. If your trust meets these qualifications, both, it's an and, then the trust has to file and pay income tax. Yeah. And otherwise, your trust is a foreign estate, which means an estate, the income of which from sources without the District of Columbia, outside of District of Columbia, which is not effectively connected with the conduct of performing functions of public office within District of Columbia, is not includable in gross income under Subtitle A. There you go. And foreign trust.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm having an extremely hard time hearing your voice. So I'll just say it one other way if possible to make sure I'm clear on it. If we are not residents of the District of Columbia and we live in Oregon state, then do we have to file for an irrevocable trust?
No.
Okay. And then the other question was, now my daughter's taking money out of the trust. It's her income, and I'm the trustee. Does she have to pay personal taxes?
No.
Okay. And then if we're in the state of Oregon, from what you said, it kind of piggybacks on the federal. I did catch that part. And if it piggybacks on the federal and we don't file federal, then we don't have to worry about state probably either, do we?
Correct.
Then Washington State, for instance, which is above us, it has a sales tax. So therefore, we wouldn't have state tax if we moved there. Those were my questions.
You have a state income tax, right?
Pardon?
Say it again now, your last statement. Last question was?
Oh, about Washington State. They don't have income tax. They have a sales tax.
Correct.
So, therefore, you wouldn't worry about the state tax. You just buy the little tax as you go. And that's
right.
It.
That's
okay.
It.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with it. Even the computer, it just wasn't coming in like it usually does. So it was really hard to hear. But I've got kind of the gist of it. So I'm going to tune in next week, too.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Great.
And I appreciate all you're doing to help everybody. And I think it's wonderful. It's about time we all got free.
Yeah. About time.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like
life.
Montana, half the people there don't even file. I mean, that's pretty good. That's a start.
Yes, yes. The Montana should get rid of the income tax they got if Montana's wake up and say we don't even need that. Yes.
Yeah.
Montana, Idaho, all those states that could get rid of the income taxes really easily.
Yeah. How would the state governments, this is kind of maybe a little side question, if the state governments don't have income taxes, what do they do to take care of their expenses? Just
well,
the,
you tell
the sales.
Me. How does Florida and Nevada and Texas run? They have no state income tax. They never have. They're obviously doing just fine, don't they?
Yeah, they are. And that's from the sales tax.
Sales tax, property tax, gas tax, Department of Motor Vehicle taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not corrupt and wasteful like the federal government spending all these wars across the globe. Why did all these $40 billion was sent to this European country I cannot name because I might be censored. $40 billion to fight a war against another European nation out there. None of our business. You know, why should we support any of these people out there killing each other? Is that what you want to do with your money? That's where your money's going.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think it's terrible. So we're just supporting the whole world, and we're not really even doing that because it's funny money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's just the illusion. But it still is their method to make us think that inflation is valid and real, and I don't believe it is.
Well, there's a real inflation in that they're making money out of thin air, and spending it all over all this funny money monopoly money out there, and they told people to stay home, don't go nowhere, don't go to work, don't produce anything. We have all this funny money going after less goods and services being produced. So the value of goods and services goes up, value of the money is going down. We got that going on with this phony money business we got going on. But yeah, the Federal Reserve is the other head of the beast. One year, one way or another, eventually we got to get rid of as well.
Yeah. I think that's right. And do you ever talk about political things?
They can't hear the callers. I think they can't hear you, they say. I'm sorry. They say,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, we got something with the system going on. So they can hear the calls. I have to summarize the question, right? Yeah,
okay.
You have to keep the question short. I have to repeat the questions for you, Claudia.
Do you want me to say the question, the other question?
No, that's okay.
So someone else's turn, right?
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
You're done. You're good right now, Claudia?
I'm good.
Okay.
So are you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you, Claudia.
Okay, I'll be calling back, I'm sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.
Do you have
Bye-bye.
Any more caller, guys? I think we may have more callers, folks. Yeah, we do have callers. One from area code 347. That is the only one we have, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Call from area code 347. You're alive. Yes, what's your name?
Fred. I'm a regular.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Fred. How may I help you, my friend?
From the last call you had, whatever happened with the discussion about the W-9, and the and I also going to include the I-9, you know, relating to people who are working, you know, from home, you know, and some affiliate and the company wants them or requiring them to fill out a W-9 or I-9, something to that effect. But I just wonder if you want to do a session on that at some point in the future.
Let's make a note about that, guys. What he said about the W-9. W-9, we're going to cover for sure. The W-9-4, we are going to cover this summer. I'm not sure what he means by the I-9 form. That's immigration form. And a whole different set of laws apply to immigration and nationality laws. So I-9 is not something that we would be covering. That does not have any applicability to income tax. They got their own definitions.
All right.
Any other questions, Fred?
All right. That's basically it. Thank you,
okay.
Freeman.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Any other calls we have? Okay. So let me just remind you all, folks, you know, if you want to meet me in person and other wonderful freedom-minded people like yourself, there's two events coming up. First to fourth in Atlanta, nationsinaction.org. Go to their website. There are all these great speakers there, folks. It's going to be 3.5 days, nationsinaction.org. Nations, plural, okay, inaction.org, about solutions and strategy. And the following weekend, July 9th and 10th in Indianapolis, Indiana, is going to be the Red Pill Expo by G. Edward Griffin. Folks, it's a great event also. I'll be speaking at both of these events. So hope you can make it to one of these two meetings, and I get to meet you all in person. Have a great time. With that, I give you my love, and I wish you all love, truth, health, and freedom.